From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on news and weather report for Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. I'm Jack Schoonover. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Department of Environmental Conservation is accepting comment from members of the public about a permit application to allow blast mining in Durham. The application was filed by the Teator Shale Mine on County Route 20 in Durham as part of an application to expand the area of the mine by slightly more than half an acre. The shale mine has been open since 2007. In an interview, mine operator Ralph Borwegian said the permit would not increase the overall acreage of mining at the property. He said, quote, "We'll be shifting an area where we dispose of waste material," end quote. The new area would be mined using a technique known as blast mining. In blast mining, a hole is drilled into the shale and a charge of explosive is set. Darlene Downing, the former director of the Catskill Center for Conservation and Development, said the percussive waves from the blasts could potentially drive away the bald eagles recently reintroduced into the Greene County area. Downing said, quote, "I know the family that runs the mine is an important and respected part of the community here, and there's always tensions between personal economy and trying to make a living here, and the public interest and the beautiful, bucolic nature of our area. I just don't like the idea of having open-air blasting here in Durham," end quote. The DEC will accept public comment on the permit application until Friday. Comments can be submitted via email to r4dep@dec.ny.gov. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Katie Kosiansky is reporting in the Register Star that F. Michael Tucker, the president and CEO of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, recently updated the Columbia County Broadband Subcommittee on the Internet Provider Mapping Project. A series of three preliminary maps have been created by Stockport-based cartographer Don Meltz Planning and GIS. The providers identified in the maps are Mid-Hudson Cable, Time Warner Cable, Cablevision/Optimum, GTEL Teleconnections, Fairport Communications, Verizon New York, Frontier Communications, and Lightower. The county currently has 36,000 residents considered to be underserved or unserved by the existing internet providers. Hillsdale Town Supervisor Peter Sipkowski is optimistic about the future of internet accessibility in the county. He sees broadband as the foundation for economic growth countywide and a necessary utility. Sipkowski said he is grateful to the state for its broadband initiative. The program, quote, "gives businesses incentive to choose from multiple providers and options in the future," he said. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the number of homeless people listed with the Columbia County Department of Social Services rose from 55 in August to 73 in September, the highest since January of this year. The number of homeless families increased from 9 in August to 13 in September. In addition to the increase in homelessness, substandard housing is a significant problem countywide as well, according to Wolfberg's account of the September meeting of the County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee. Stories of tenants living without running water in bug-infested apartments and in fear of physical harm were discussed. Quote, "2 days ago, we had to remove a 19-month-old from a home that was so deplorable that our workers had to go home and shower immediately," reported Social Services Commissioner Carrie Jablanka. Quote, "Even when we're housing families in hotels, they're not up to standard," said Department of Social Services attorney Robert Gibson. Hudson 5th Ward Supervisor Richard Scalera laid much of the blame on the city of Hudson. Scalera said the city, quote, "hasn't had the guts," end quote, to pass a rental inspection law. A law of that kind could require inspection of every rental unit during the time it is vacated between tenants. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney introduced federal legislation that would stop the proposal to allow for 43 additional commercial slots in 10 anchorages on the Hudson River between Kingston and Yonkers. Maloney's bill would prohibit the Department of Homeland Security from establishing new anchorage sites for vessels carrying hazardous or flammable material within 5 miles of an existing Superfund site, a nuclear power plant, a site on the National Register of Historic Places, or a critical habitat of an endangered species. The Coast Guard operates under that department, and commercial shipping industry officials asked the U.S. Coast Guard to approve the moorings. Quote, "We are going to stop this proposal and make sure there is maximum public input on the way to killing it, because this is a bad idea," Maloney said. Quote, "This is a solution in search of a problem. This is not something we need or want, and this is not a partisan issue. Across all lines of political difference, across all layers of government on the state and local level, people have come together to say, we don't want these new anchorage sites in the Hudson River," end quote. Locally, the proposed anchorages include the Kingston Flats South Anchorage Ground, which would cover 280 acres for up to 3 vessels with a draft of less than 22 feet for long-term usage, with a vessel swing radius of 1,300 feet for 1 vessel and 1,800 feet for 2 vessels. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Scott Waldman is reporting in Politico New York about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's relationship with pipelines. Waldman's report says, quote, "The Cuomo administration has delayed or shut down other proposed pipelines in recent months. In April, the administration rejected water permits for the Constitution pipeline, which would have brought natural gas from Pennsylvania through New York's southern tier. The administration also recently called for a full environmental review of the proposed Pilgrim pipeline, which would bring crude oil from Albany to New Jersey," end quote. At the same time, Waldman reports, the Cuomo administration on the Algonquin Incremental Market pipeline, quote, "has quietly softened its stance behind closed doors after a lobbying blitz," end quote, a finding attributed to the Public Accountability Initiative, a nonprofit organization working for corporate and government accountability and partially funded by anti-fracking organizations. The Algonquin Incremental Market pipeline would be a few dozen feet from the Indian Point nuclear power plant in Westchester County and was approved by the state until the administration decided it was too risky in February, and 4 state agencies asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to halt construction for an independent investigation. But others do not agree with the nonprofit group's account. The Public Accountability Initiative's report is, quote, "a collection of wild and baseless claims without any attempt to gather actual facts," end quote, said Kristen DeVoe, a spokesperson for the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. You can read the full story in Politico New York. The National Weather Service in Albany reports that on October 4, 1987, an extremely wet snow fell across Dutchess, Ulster, and Columbia counties. This year, forecasters are considering how much rain might fall on the Hudson Valley if Hurricane Matthew skirts the Atlantic coast or takes a westward turn in New England. The storm hit Haiti October 4th with Category 4 winds and heavy rains, and is currently predicted to run north along the United States' eastern coast, possibly hitting the Outer Banks in North Carolina later this week. Tim Tulick reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the latest kerfuffle between Burntown supervisor Kevin Crozier, a Democrat, and Highway Superintendent Randy Bashwinger, a Republican, revolves around Crozier's September 14th firing of town employee Scott Green. In a letter to the editor of the Altamont Enterprise, Green said he was a recycling coordinator, supervisor of the Albany County Summer Youth Program, Parks Commissioner, Buildings and Grounds Superintendent, and town cleaner. Crozier said those were his responsibilities, not his titles. Green, a Democrat, was unanimously cleared to move from part-time to full-time at the July 13th town meeting. The New York State Comptroller Office told the Enterprise that towns set their own firing policies, and town attorney William Conboy said, quote, "I don't know anything about it," end quote. But now Bashwinger says, quote, "there is more to the story," end quote. Bashwinger claimed insubordination was the reason for Green's dismissal, though Crozier won't give a reason for the firing. All Green will say in his letter to the editor is that, quote, "Kevin Crozier fired me through an Albany County Sheriff's deputy," end quote. The Albany County Sheriff's Office did not respond to Enterprise inquiries. You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And now for the weather. Today will be sunny with a high around 70 degrees, and tonight we will see patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise it will be clear with a low around 46 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, we will see patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise it will be sunny with a high around 74 degrees. Thursday night it will be clear with a low around 48. Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 74. Friday night it will be mostly clear with a low around 49. The sunrise today was at 6:58 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:28 p.m., giving us 11 hours and 30 minutes of daylight. Today is the first Wednesday of the month. WGXC is unaware of any recurring meetings scheduled for today. This evening, there will be a planning board meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Ankrum. Ashland will have a planning board meeting, 6 p.m. at the Town Hall, 12094 Route 23 in Ashland. Austerlitz will have its planning board meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 812 Route 203, Spencertown. Copake will have a planning board meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, at 230 Mount View Road in Copake. Coxsackie will have a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at its Town Hall, 16 Reed Street, Coxsackie. Ghent will have a planning board application night tonight, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. Greene County will hold Legislature Health Services, County Resources, and Public Safety Committee meetings, 6 p.m. tonight, at County Building, Caucus Room, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Greenport will have its town board meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 600 Town Hall Drive in Greenport. Hudson will have its Common Council Youth and Aging Committee meeting tonight at 5:30 p.m. and its Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Committee meeting at 6:45 p.m., both at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. Jouette will have its Zoning Board of Appeals meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building at 3547 County Route 23C in Jouette. Kinderhook will have its Zoning Board of Appeals meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville. Prattsville will have its planning board meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 14517 Main Street in Prattsville. Stockport will have its town board meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at its Town Hall, 2787 Atlantic Avenue in Stottville. Valencia will have its planning board meeting 7 p.m. at Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building, 3211 Church Street in Valencia. That wraps up the daily news for Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. I am Jack Schoonover. Have a great day.